Okay, today is Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, and we are on Daf Kuf Nun, on the bottom, second to bottom line. So Abishol said in the Mishnah, Klal Amr Abishol. Abishol said in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah spoke about whether or not you can go to the Tchum and hang out there waiting for Shabbos to be over, right? Because you got to do Malacha there. So the Abishol said, well, Kol Sha'ani Zakai Ba'amiraso, Rishayani Lahach Shalchalav. Whatever I could speak about on Shabbos, I can go down there. If I could speak about it, then I can go hang out there by the Tchum. If it's mutter to talk about it, then it's mutter to go there. That's what he said. So the Gemara wants to know, Abishol Ahaya. What was he going on? What statement was he going on? Ilema Aresha Kai. What's he going on, the Resha? It's like this. You're not allowed to go to the Tchum. You're not allowed to go to the end of the Tchum to hire workers or to get payros. You're not allowed to do that. And Abishol said, right, that the Isser of going to the Tchum is tolui on the Isser of speaking about that. Then he said it backwards. Hi, kolsha ani zakei ba'amiroso, rishai ani b'chashi chitzo. Whatever I could speak about, that I'm allowed to go down there. I'm allowed to go down there. That makes sense. The opposite. Kolsha ani she'ani zakei ba'amiroso. If I'm not allowed to speak about it, ani rishai lachisha mibayalei. He should have said, I'm not allowed to talk about that. I'm not allowed to go down there. I'm not allowed to talk about hiring workers on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to go down there and hire workers on Shabbos. Or go down there to wait till Shabbos is over. That makes sense to say it the other way. That can't be right. Ella rather, Asefa koi. He must have been going on the Seifa. What did the Seifa say? Aval machshechu lishmar ulahavi peros biado. But you're allowed to go down to the Tchum to do things in a mutter. Like what? Like we said yesterday. Right? And he said, yeah. And it's tied into whatever I can speak about. That's all. Hi, kolsha. So if that's the case, hi, kolsha ani zakei b'chach shishaso. Rishayani ba'amiraso miboyle. He should have said it like that. Whatever I could go down there for, I'm allowed to speak about. He said it backwards. So the Gemara says, Ola ma'seifa koi. Really, it's going on the seifa, the second statement. That what? That it's mutter to go down to the Tchum for certain purposes, like we said in the Mishnah. The Abishol, ahoy koi. And Abishol was talking about the following story. Damar v'yuda amar Shmuel. Mutter la'adam loma l'chaveiro. You're allowed to say to your friend, Shemar li peros shebetachum mach. You watch the peros that are in your tchum, which you're allowed to do because they're in your tchum, but they're not in my tchum. I have a different tchum than you. So they're outside of my tchum, but they're in your tchum. So you watch them for me. Can I watch them? No, they're outside of my tchum. Vani eshmar lecha peros shebetachum mi. And you watch peros in my tchum, and I watch peros in your tchum, and you watch peros in my tchum. And I can't watch peros in my own tchum. I can't watch peros outside my tchum. I can't do that. You can't watch peros outside your tchum. You can't do that. But I can say, you watch peros in my tchum. Now, am I allowed to do that? No. I'm not allowed to do that. But am I allowed to say this? Yes. Are you allowed to do it? Yes. So I'm not doing anything wrong. Now, the Ka'amar Abishol Tanakama, and Abishol said to the Tanakama, one second, before we get to that, you see from here, that you're allowed to do something for somebody else, even though he can't do it. I could watch your peros, because it's in my tchum, but it's not in your tchum. So whose peros are they? They're your peros. Shimon's allowed to watch Reuven's peros, even though Reuven can't watch them himself. In Shimon's tchum. No, they're in Reuven's tchum. They're not in Shimon's tchum. They're outside the tchum. Reuven can watch Shimon's peros that are not in Shimon's tchum. Because if they're in Shimon's tchum, he can watch them himself. They're outside his tchum. So you see from here that you're allowed to do something for somebody else, and that person can't do it. Why can't he do it? Out of his tchum. How about, for him it's not Shabbos, for him it's Shabbos already, and for you it's not Shabbos. So I'm walking to Shul, I made early Shabbos, And I said, oh, I left something in my car. My neighbors in the next day was making late Shabbos. Can I go over to him and tell him to open the car and get the thing out of the car? I left my Gemara in the car. The answer is, yeah, yes. I can't do it myself. Yeah, but he can. Right? That's a clear Ramah. That says mutter to do that. It's based on this Gemara. Now, that you see from here, it's clear. You could tell someone to do something that you can't do. Now, what about Matzah Shabbos? That's what Marcel asked yesterday. What about Matzah Shabbos? You hold the later Zman. L'chor, it should make a difference. I'm holding from late Zman for whatever reason. I hold a late Zman. And you hold an early Zman. So for you, Shabbos is over. I'm not doing anything wrong. Different stages when Shabbos is over. You want to be Machmir? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't have to do that. So if you, Shabbos is over, what would be the difference? What would be different? Right? So I think the answer is yes, because let's say I don't hold you have it all the time. People don't. I don't open bottles on Shabbos. So you can open it for me. You open it. I didn't do anything wrong by opening bottles. You're allowed to. I don't do anything wrong. It's not an avera. If it's an avera, then nobody should open. Nobody should be doing that. But I'm talking about that. There's different gedolim held differently. So some things we'll like this. Some things are machmir. Some things are mekalim. So I don't do that on Shabbos. So you do. So go right ahead and do it for me. I don't. That's how I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. But once you say about the early Shabbos we all see, because now it's not Shabbos feel. It's not Shabbos feel. What? No. What do you mean? I mean early Shabbos. Shabbos for me. That's right. So how is that different than opening a bottle on Shabbos?
Tomorrow's case is more similar to, let's say you had somebody who's in a different time zone to do something for you that you're not allowed to do.
Right. That's like the thing over here with the tchum.
I think that's a more comparable analogy.
Right here. Okay, let's go on. V'kama Abishol Tanakama. Abishol said to the Tanakama, Milo Modis, don't you agree? The mutter adalom lechaver shmorli peres shebetchumach l'nimo shel peres b'tchumachi. Don't you agree you could say that? I could tell you, you watch the pears in my tchum, I'll watch the pears in your tchum. Right? Don't you dispute that? Ve'ema, kol sheni zakeh ba'amiraso, reshayin l'hach shechalav. Therefore, what do you see? That's what he meant to say. Whatever I could speak about, I could go there and do it. Now, klal lasuye mai, Abishol said, here's a rule. What do we need to say that for? What is the rule including?
You can't go to the tchum to get a behema. But you're allowed to call them, hey, come over here, animal. And if it listens to you, that's great. You can't go outside the tchum. So, can you call the animal? Well, there's a gzeira, maybe he'll go outside the tchum. So he said, call Rav Shaul, call Shinzaka Bami Razo, Rashani Lahak Shechalav. If I'm allowed to speak about it, I'm allowed to go down there. Umash Chishin Lepekach Al Iske.
And you can certainly go down there if you're going to need a head start to go for the kala or for the mace. And it says to love you lo oron tachrichim the omrim lo lech lamakom ploni. If lo matzah smokom ploni, havi makom ploni. You don't find it in this place, go to the other place. Lo matzah mimana, havi mimasayim. If you can't find it for $100, you got to pay $200. You can say all that because when it comes to a mace and a kala, we're mekel. No, you can't mention a price. That's already too weekday-ish, and you can't do that. And now we get to that mission that says like this. You can go to the tchum. You can hang out by the tchum to wait for Shabbos to be over. For the kala or for the mace, to bring a coffin or tachrichim. So the Kol HaRamaz, one of the Achronim, says, why are we only mentioning things for the mace? What about things for the kala? Does it go to the end of the tchum to wait there to get a head start for the kala or for the mace? For what? Or in a tachrichim. What about for the kala? So he says, because there's nothing else a mace needs. What else do you need for a mace? It's only an or in a tachrichim. What else is there? He's not alive anymore. Kala has a long list of things she needs. Kala has a long list. We're going to go mention everything the kala needs. That's a little bit too much. We just mentioned what the mace needs. Okay.
So what's the
issue
again? Waiting by the end of the tchum. You're just hanging out there.
Yeah, because it's something you shouldn't be doing on Shabbos.
What?
Shouldn't be doing that on Shabbos.
Just standing.
That's right. You don't pack your luggage on Shabbos to get a head start. You don't go. You don't walk. Okay, it's the same thing. Same thing. I'm walking to the edge of the Trump to get the second Shabbos down, get a head start. So you shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
If it's for a mitzvah, for a kala, for a mace, you can do it. That's right. It's either uvda dechal or belittling Shabbos. Coming for Shabbos to be over it. I'll get a head start. I'll go over there. Can't do that. It's not appropriate.
Why does it say this and not just say the Tzorach Mitzvah, it's okay?
It's a good question. Like, any Tzorach Mitzvah, right? You want to rescue somebody who's captured.
You're doing the chesed for somebody in a
house. Right.
For
a holy.
You're doing
it. And the Chanami, I don't know. Now, then we said, Nachri, listen to this. Nachri Shehevi Chalilin B'Shabbos, if a guy brought, so there's a someone passed away. So they started getting, I guess they have certain instruments that they would, you know, certain sad instruments that they would play at a funeral. So the guy brought them ready on Shabbos. They were getting ready for the funeral Sunday morning, or Matzah Shabbos. So the guy already brought them. So if the guy brought them, lo yispod behen b'Yisrael. The Jews can't use them. Now the guy's doing it for you. So Rashi says, lo yispod behen b'Yisrael, lo olam, never. You can never use those instruments. Why? Because it's clear that he brought it for you. Why? There's no other purpose these instruments have. They only use at funerals. Right? And some gadol died. Everyone knows that. And everyone knows what the funeral is going to be Sunday morning. Well, the guy shows up on Shabbos. Is everything ready for the funeral? He obviously brought it for you. Not appropriate. It's a knas. Elim came bo makom karov, unless they came from a close place. What's a close place? In the tchum. Asulo aron v'chafru bo, if they dug up, if they made a coffin and they dug up, they dug a pit, they dug a grave. Cover v'chafru lo cover. You cover bo Yisrael. Then you could use it as long as they didn't do it for you. Right? The grave digger was bored. Say, let me dig some graves. There's nothing to do now. I'll dig a grave in advance. Then someone Jew passed away. They could use that grave. He didn't do it for you. But if it was done for the Jew, it can never be used. No, him is the Jew. Oh, if he made it for himself, it's allowed. If he made it for himself, and then they want to switch it over and give it to the Jew, that's allowed. He didn't do it for you. He did it stam. If he did it for a Jew, then the Jew can't use it. My makom karov, what's a close place? Rav Amar, Yimakom Karov Mamish. Meaning, Mamish a close place. What does Mamish a close place mean? Means, Bavadai, inside the Tchum. Shmuel Amar, okay, so that's what Rav says. Rav said, that it's a Davish Yeshlo Matirin. That's how the Achronim explained, Rishonim explained, the Rabban says. It's a Davish Yeshlo Matirin, you quote the Lev to Shabbos. So, and therefore, it's chutz l'tchum vaday, b'makom karov mamish. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Shmuel's more mekel. Shmuel's difficult. Shmuel says chayshin, and we're afraid. Shema chutz l'chom alanu. Maybe it's outside the wall. What does that mean? So I read this. I don't know what it meant until I read Rashi. And Rashi says, it's a little bit of a long Rashi, but Shmuel Amar chayshin on shema chutz l'chom alanu. Afilu hevi michutz l'ir. Even if it's outside the city, anu tolin lahatir, we're matir it. V'omer, we say, shema besochat tchum lanu erev Shabbos. Maybe it was resting in the tchum on erev Shabbos. There's two stages, outside the city, and then outside the tchum. There's the whole city is considered in the tchum. Rav said it's got to be in the city. Vadai. Shmuel said, no, I'm mekel. Even if it's outside the city, it's a suffix, maybe it was still in the tchum, it's okay. V'soften behem b'matzah Shabbos miyad. And he can use it on matzah Shabbos right away. Now Rashi says, the word, what do you mean chayshin, and we're afraid? Doesn't that mean we're being more machmer? We're afraid something else is going to happen. Heshmos is the opposite. Chayshin, I'm afraid, and I'm mekel. So Rashi says, v'chayshin nami amrin and l'kula. The word chayshin can be used for a kula. You find k'damrin and b'chpeh b'sechus chagiga. Gavi besula she ibra chayshin and shema ba'ambati ibra. That besula got pregnant. How'd that happen? You usually need two people for that to happen. No. It happened in the ambati. It happened in the bathtub. There was a man there. The man that put sperm in there, and then she got pregnant from that. whether it's possible or not, I don't know. But we make a chayshin on lekula. That we're not going to say she did something. She had relations with someone else. I'm not going to say that. We're going to say it happened in the bath. So the point is that the word chayshinon can be used for a kula. So too here. Shmuel Hachikamar, Masnitzin lo yisbor behem Yisrael. A Jew shouldn't use the things, anything for whatever the guy brought. Elim kinesh litlo shabo makom karov. Unless there's a possibility that it came from someplace close. Lafuki biyadua de michutz l'tchum bo. Unless you know for sure it came outside the tchum. Rav said you have to know for sure. It has to be vaday. Shmuel says no. I'm even going to allow a suffix. It's a suffix. It came from close by. It's fine. Back to the Gemara. Deka masnitzin kavasei de Shmuel. The Braitha actually, we have a Braitha that actually supports Shmuel. I'm sorry, the Mishnah. Diktani, Asalo Aron, V'chofalo Kever, you cover by Yisrael. If the guy dug a grave, the Mishnah said, the Jew is allowed to use the grave. But you know 100% with certainty that he didn't do it for a Jew? You know what's in his mind? You don't know why he did it. So what do you see? Alma mitzvei kashari. It's a suffix. I have no idea what this guy did. It's a suffix. I don't know for sure he did it for the Jew. That I don't know for sure. So it's a suffix. And it's okay. Hachanam mitzvei kashari. So same thing. However, v'tani kafasei derav. There's a brisa that supports Rav. Rav says you have to know for sure, right? What's the brisa? Ir she Yisrael v'nachrum darim ba. You have a city where Jews and goyim live, which is a lot of cities, right? I don't know how you define a city. You could have a neighborhood in Yerushalayim where there are no goyim live there. It's only Jews. Right? Here in America, it's unlikely you'll have such a place. Maybe rare places, you know, some neighborhoods or some towns, you know, only Hasidim live or something like that. But generally, you're not going to have such a thing. So you have a town where Jews and goyim live there. The Haisib HaMerchatz, and there was a bathhouse. HaMerchatzas B'Shabbos, and people are using it on Shabbos. So Imbrov Nachrim, if there's Rov Goyim there, so Le'erev, Matzah Shabbos, Rochetz B'Miyad. You can go straight from Havdalah, straight to the bathhouse. The water's going to be boiling hot, and obviously it was boiled up on Shabbos. It's not a problem, because there's no Goyim there. Rov Goyim anyway. In Rov Yisrael, if it's Rov Yisrael, most of the people in this town are Jews. Yeah, a few people that are not Jews, most of them are Jews. So then why are they heating up the water on Shabbos? Who's calling Matzah Shabbos at a bath? Most of them are going to be Jews. Then you're gamtanat kadeshi yachmu achamen. You have to wait till the water's heated up. You can't just run there because they did it on for you. Mechsa al mechsa. What if mamash is 50-50? Right, 50% goyim, 50% Jews. So akadeshi yachamu achamen. You have to wait. You have to wait. Why? Says Rashi, the stake usher. Because be suffik, it's usher. Suffik. Shmuel said suffik is mutter. Right, we don't know why the guy dug the grave. We don't know why. Did he do bedafka for a Jew? That we know he didn't do that. Why did he do it? Who knows why? He's reading. He went to the hospital. He said, "Who's sick? Who's going soon? All right, let me get ready." Maybe it was a Jew. Maybe it was a guy. So what did the Mishnah say? It's not a problem. So it's all you're doing is not on Shabbos. There's a chashash. He did it for you. So you can't do it. You can't dig a grave yourself on Shabbos. So the guy can't do it for you. Do we know he did it for you? We don't know. Yeah, Rav is machmer. Yes, be suffik. I'm not allowing it. That's right. And the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said if it's a suffik, he can use the grave. Rav said no, you can't. So now Brisa really supports Rav because we don't let you go to the bathhouse. It's a suffik. We don't know why the guy heated up why he heated up the waters. I don't know. I'll go heat up the water. It's my job. Jews, guy, what do I know? Durabanan. It's a Durabanan.
So now you have a Durabanan, and you have a Sveika on the Durabanan.
So Rashi says, we're going to get to that question in a few minutes. Rashi says, the Sveika Osir, Diktani, Mechsal Mechsa Yamtin, Bechdeshi Yachmu Chamin. Right? Vim Tomar, Bechdeshi Yachmu Chamin, Niyashari, Vahachi Diktani, Leosabim Mahashma Le'olam. So Rashi says, one second. We're allowing you to go into the bathhouse as long as you wait, b'chdei shiyasu. B'chdei shiyasu means how long would it take for the water to heat up if he started heating it up when Matzah Shabbos? Well, okay, when we announce Meir if Shabbos is over, so that's, you have to wait. How long would it take for that from that moment? Then you can go to the bathhouse. But we said before, Rashi points out, that you can't use those instruments forever. Second, by the instrument, it's usher forever, and by the bathhouse, only usher b'chdei shiyasu. And Rashi answers, because hacha muchecha milsa. By the instruments, there's no other way. Why is this guy bringing instruments? It's only doing it for you. It's only doing it for you. It's also forever. Hach avol berchat lo muchecha milsa kule hai. But there's also goyim in the town. So it's not 100% sure he did it for you. It's goyim in the town also. How many goyim? Half the town is goyim. Therefore, it's not also forever. It's a very key distinction. Why? It's mutter if you do it in a mutter way. When I have a neighbor who's not Jewish, and one time Yom Tov, the lights weren't on, I knocked on his door. I was like, how am I going to get him into my house? And how am I going to do this in a hinting way? Like, how am I going to do that? I knocked on the door. He says, what happened? Your lights are off? He knew. I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. I was going to, like, do me a favor. I need you to come over for a minute. Not a second. He opened the door. What happened? Your lights are off? And that's what I'm saying. I look. I didn't say anything.
You didn't say a thing.
And what do you mean? He doesn't say anything? What is he, mute?
He brings it.
Here's the, I heard your rabbi died. Here you go. You're all set to go.
He didn't say a thing. In La'olam, you can't use it.
What?
In La'olam, you can't use it. It's a hard one. You didn't say
it. It's a knas. Okay. Okay, so there might be a possibility, right? So you can't use these forever, and what if he goes to the... I don't know, right. So exactly how do you take... Right. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bambati Katana, if it's a small bathtub, Im Yesh Bar Rishos, Lirchatz Bar Miyad. If you have Rishos, you can use it right away. My Rishos? What does it mean with Rishos? What does that mean? My Rishos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yitzchak, Bered Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. So he's quoting his own son? That's a funny thing. Right? He's quoting a vart in the name of his son. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. He's quoting his own son for a halacha. That's a little bit strange. Right? Not only that, because the Rashbam says in the Masechta Baba Basra, that whenever someone says, Amar of Ploni, Amar of Almoni, he's talking about it's his Rabbi Muvuk. So his son was his Rabbi Muvuk? That's a funny thing. Could be, but it's a little funny. So the Malor Rom says it must be a different Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Anyway, im yesh ba'adam chashuv sheish lo asar avadim shemacham lo yud kumkumin b'vachachas pamatik tana mochat zirkul b'miyad. Yeah, you got an attendant who has 10 different servants and he's heating up 10 different bottles. Then it's mutter. Then we said asru lo arun v'chafru lo kaver amai hacha nami yamtet b'chzei shiasu. How come when he digs the grave it's done b'chzei shiasu over there? So Amra Ula Ba'omid Basrakya. The answer is, this is a strange thing. It's in a Goyish cemetery. So to say that he did it for a Jew, unlikely. Very unlikely. It's in a Goyish cemetery. Why are you burying him in a Goyish cemetery? I don't know why you're doing that. Is that what it means? Asrakya is a Goyish cemetery?
This is on the main road.
On the main road. What does that mean?
Jews aren't buried there.
Jews aren't buried there. So what are you burying a Jew there for?
Maybe a non-Jew buried there.
No, so he says over here, It says it's not a derech to bury Jews here. So by the fact that he dug the grave, obviously he didn't do it for Jews. Tinach kever. Arun Michael Omer. What about the coffin? Omer Ravah, same story. Pemuto al kivro. He put the coffin on the kever, and if so, to demonstrate this is for goyim. Now you want to use it, so he didn't make it for you. He didn't make it for the Jew, right? Okay. Osin kol tzarchei hames. You can do all the necessary tzarachim for a mace. Sachin means you can anoint the mace, put on some cream or something. Madichin, so you can wash it. Bovaz shelo yazes bo'evim. You can't move it. You can't move a mace because the mace is muksa. So you can do whatever you want for the mace, washing it, anointing it, whatever it is, making it smell good, but you can't move it. Shomtedes ha'akar mitachtav. You can pull out the pillow from underneath it. Umatilin oso al hachol. And let the body remain in the stand, b'shvil sheyamtin, so that it could stay there and it won't decay. Koshin is halechi. You can tie the mouth shut. Lo shiyala, not that it should stay open. Elish lo yosef, it shouldn't get more open. Fechein kora chenishbara. If a beam in the house broke, somechin otsa besafsel or baruch hasamita. You could put a bench there or something to stop the beam fell. You could put something there to hold it from falling. Lo shetala, not to fix it. Now that you can't fix it on Shabbos, elish lo tosef, it shouldn't get worse. Right, in case something propped up, it shouldn't get worse. That you could do. Fine. From Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Maaseh b'Talmidei Rav Meir. There's once a story with the Talmud of Rav Meir. Shenichnas Achav le Beis HaMerachatz. He followed him into the bathhouse. Bigeish l'hadiach karka. They wanted to put something on the karka, on water on the karka. Amar lo, ein madich, you're not allowed to do that. You can't put water on the karka. You're making it wet. So even if it's indoors and there's no, you're not going to plow, you're not planting anything indoors, but you're making the smoothing down the earth, that's a problem too. Lasucha karka, they wanted to put anointed karka, amalo eintach, you're not allowed to do that. Second for a base, you're allowed to, for the karka, you're not allowed to. So, karka, bekarka, mechalfa. Because if I let it, you do it here, you're going to come to do it in the yard. And the yard is a problem, so I don't let you do it here. Mace, bekarka, lo mechalf. You're not going to mix up a mace and the karka. Kol lasuye mai. What do you mean, kol? What's it over here? Where did it say kol?
All the needs of a mace.
Lasuye hazatan rabbanan. Nevi'in kli mekar. You can bring a kli to cool the mace. Kli mateches, a metal thing. Menichan al kreso. You can put it on the stomach. Kadeshal tapuach, so it shouldn't get bloated. Upokakin, that's nikavav. You can stuff up the holes of the mace, I guess the nose and the ears. Kadeshal tikonis, behen ruach. So wind shouldn't go in. Maybe it may ruin the mace. I don't know, something would happen. So you can do all those things to stop that from happening, and you're not allowed to move the mace. Rav Shlomo Amar B'chachmasa. Shlomo said in his wisdom, Ad Shlo Yirtak Chevel HaKesef, before the silver cord broke, Zechud HaShedra, that's the Shedra, the Tirutz Galos Hazov, and the golden bowl broke, Ze'ama, that's the male organ, V'tishaver Kad Al Hamabua, and the jug broke on the fountain, Zacharis, the stomach. The Narut Hagalgal El Habor, and the wheel broke by the pit, Ze Peresh, that's the excrement. V'chein Omer, it says, V'zarisi Parash Al Pnechem, Peresh Chagechem. I threw excrement on their faces, excrement on the Yomim Tovim. Amr Ravuna, Ramila Amr Chaga, Elu bnei Adam, these are people, shamanichin divrei Torah v'osin kol yimeim chageim. They leave the Torah, they make their whole life as one big party. Right? Amr of Levi, Amr of Papi, Amr of Yeshua, lachar shlosh yamim, kreso nivkat, after 3 days their stomach blows up, finofelis lo alpanav, and they fall on their face, v'amar lo tol ma shedasat to be. And the stomach says, take what you gave me, because you ate and drank so much. Okay, what that means, I have no idea. Next Mishnah. Ein ma'atzmin es ha-meis b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. Mace is muksa. You're not allowed to close the eyes. V'lo b'chol imitiyas ha-nefesh. You can't do that on a weekday if the guy's dying. Because mamish, this could mamish kill him. V'ha ma'atzim imitiyas ha-nefesh. If somebody does that, if somebody closes the eyes of a mace while he's dying, how is a shochiv damim? You're a murderer. Okay? No, you don't agree? Why not? You murdered him. You brought his death 1 second shorter. Wasn't going to die now. You made it happen. Yeah, if that's the reason. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan.
Because
you're not touching him. You want to pour something on top of the mace? You can do that. No, you're not touching the mace. You're allowed to touch books. You're not allowed to move it. If you walk over to a car and go like this, you didn't do anything wrong. You're not moving the body. It's not a question. You're not moving the body. If you're moving the body, you're not allowed to. You're not even allowed to close the eyes of a mace. Tana Rabbanan, Hama'atzmo b'mitzias ha-nefesh, harei t'shochich damim. If you close the eyes of a mace, not a mace, he's alive, but if you close the eyes of a person who's dying, and that causes him to die even a few seconds earlier, you are a murderer. Mashal l'ner, it's like a candle. She'kava, v'holeches, it's flickering. Shikava, it's flickering. You go ahead and you put your fingers on and you put the fire out. It wasn't going out yet. Had a few more seconds. You put it out earlier. Same thing. Tanya Rabshir Megal Omer, Harotze, she is Atmu Enof Shal Mace. You want to close the eyes of a mace? It's a little bit weird to have a mace there and the eyes are open. Right? It's weird. So what do you do? Nofeach lo yayin. Make, put water, put wine, b'chotmo, near its nose. V'nosin shemen be'risei einav. And put oil near its eyelids. V'oches b'shtei gedulei raglav. And hold on to its two big toes. V'heim esatzen me'elein. And it'll close by itself. And if I tried that, I don't know if that's true. It's the Gemara says. Tanya Rabshir make a little omer. I got it now till the end of the page. Tinok ben yom ochai, nechal and loves ha-shabbos. One-day-old baby will be Michal Shabbos for a one-day-old baby. David Melech Yisrael, the king of Israel, David Melech, Meis, ain't Michal in a love as a Shabbos. We're not Michal Shabbos. Maybe the Gemara Dafka picks David Melech because he died on Shabbos, right? Tinok ben Yomo Chai, Michal in a love as a Shabbos, we're Michal Shabbos for him. Umbra, we say the following statement, Umbra Torah, Chilal Olav Shabbos Echad, okay, we'll do Michal Shabbos one time, Kidei sheyishmar Shabbosos harbe. He'll be able to keep many Shabboses. Very, it's a very interesting theory. Right? We'll get to it later in Yuma when we talk about Har Gvayavar, or being over things on Shabbos. So we'll do it one time. We'll do an aver one time for all the good that's going to come out of it. Is that a little bit of a not a Jewish concept? It's not a frum thing to do. It's not so frum, is it? To do something wrong one time so we can do things more right in the future? When do we ever say such a thing? Interesting.
Saving someone's life.
Right. So it's the only time you say it is saving someone's life. Oh, they don't say that. I'll eat the cheeseburger today. I really need to do it and then I won't do it later in the future. We don't say such a thing. We say fight off the Eitz Hara. We don't say that. We don't give no heter like that. It's not a tithe here. It's Bikruach Nefesh. It's a different thing.
I find another item that's on to something else. Well, the bank
pays it off. Right. It's the same. It's a little bit Robin Hood.
Right.
You're doing something wrong to do something right. No comparison? Okay. David Melech Yisrael, Meis, El Mechal, and Elav. Kivan Shemes, Adam, Batal Men Mitzvos. Once a person dies, why be Mechal Shabbos? He can't do mitzvos anymore. Fahainu. Damar b'yochanan, b'meisim na chafshi. When a meis is free. Kivin shemeis, adam, nase, chafshi, min ha-mitzvos. Right? Once a person passes away, he's chafshi from mitzvos. Says the Chefetz Hashem, is the Arachayim HaKadosh. He says, you know, if not for b'yochanan, what I would have thought? I would have thought that a meis could, yes, do mitzvos. What mitzvos can a meis do? He thinks of two. Number one, tzitzis. And number two, shatnez. The answer is no, no such thing. I would have thought, maybe yeah. The answer is no such thing. No. Tanya, Bishr Ben Elazar Omer, Tinok Ben Yom Achai, Ein Tzarech L'Shomer Menach Hulda, Menach Barim. What?
The second thing you can
make. Shatnez. Yeah, why not? He's dead. Why can't he wear shatnez? The answer is, maybe. Why shouldn't he be Nizar and Shatnez? Why not? So he's dead, so what? Let him be Nizar and Shatnez. Let him still put tzitzis on. Put tzitzis on the maze. And we don't do that. We're not mapping on that. You know why? Because once you're dead, you're chafshi for mitzvos. The what? Right. 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 So once a baby's alive, even if he's one day old, the mice won't go near him. Aval og melech bashan mace, a huge giant is a mace. Tzarech l'shomer menach hulda menach bar. We have to watch him. Right. Shenemar morachem v'chidchem yiyu. Put fear is put into animals. They don't go near live people. Og mel chabashan not alive, then the mice will come. The rats will come. Like no one cares. Kol zman adam chai imosim mitalas al abrios. As long as he's alive, there's this instinctual fear put into certain animals. Kivin shemeis butla imaso. If he's dead, that fear goes away. Amar of Papa, listen to this Gemara. Naktina, we have a tradition. Arye abitrei no lo nafal. A lion will never attack two people. Why will it never attack two people? The Ben Yoyada says, because Arye trade lo nafal. Haka chazina de nafal, but it's not true. But we see they do attack two people. Hahu, yeah, kid run barchama. Don't run barchama. Ain chayash ladas ba'adam achadid malo ki behema. Yeah, you act like a behema. So then the lion thinks you're a different behema. It'll attack you, two of you. Shenamar adam bika ba'yalim, then shalke behema snidmu. But if you act like a human being, two people, the lion won't come near. So the Ben Yehuda says that a lion When a lion sees a person, he sees it telling Elohim. But when there's only one person, he has to get very close to you to see it. When there's two people, so he's so much telling Elohim there, even from far away he sees it. And therefore he won't go near for two people. That's what the Ben Yehuda says.
What is saying, if you act like a human being, it won't attack you?
If you act like a human being, it won't attack you. Now, is that true? I don't know. I'm not going to try it.
No, grizzly bears, I'll send you that thing. If you stand up and tell the grizzly bear, get away from me, I'm staying with you, I don't want to go fishing, it will go away. If you run away, it will run away.
Interesting.
I'll send you
the music later. Okay. Also, you're not allowed to sleep alone. I don't know what this has to do with what I said before. You're not allowed to sleep alone in a house. He'll be taken over by Lilith. Lilith is a... spend the whole shiva's time on Lilith. Lilith is a female demon. That's the best I can tell you. What more than that? I don't know. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Asa, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Oh. Ose, Aja Atamotze. Give tzedakah when you have people to give to. Umatzu lach, and they're near you. And it's easy for you. V'ot chabil, you still have the money in your hand. You still have the money, right? V'ach, Shlomo Omer v'chachmaso. Shlomo said, Tzachares borecha, mebechurasecha. Right? Remember the youth, when you still had some vigor, and you still had excitement in your life. Adasher lo yavo yimei hara. Don't bring the sad days. Don't remember the bad days. El yimei zikna. Those are the days of old age. V'yigiyu shnayim asher tomar ein li behem chefetz. And you're going to say about a day when I don't have anything. El yimei hamashiach. Those are the days of Mashiach. You don't have anything. Shem yam lo zchus lo chova. There's no schos, there's no chov. Upuligi de Shmuel. Shmuel argues on that. Damar Shmuel, ein bin olam azel limos haMashiach, el shibba nachias bovad. There's no difference between nowadays and Mashiach's time, except for shibba malchios. Which means, I don't know what that means, that's a year of shivuos nights on this topic. What a pashas means was, when Mashiach comes, nothing's changing. There'll still be good and bad and mitzvos and averus. The only thing that's changing is subjugation of the Jews. Jews will not be, no anti-Semitism. It's the only thing that's changing. What exactly does that mean? Nobody knows. Shinamar, Kaliach tel Evan Mikarev Aretz. Tanya, Blazar Kfar Omer, Ol Nirakish Adam Rachamim al Midazu. You should have Rachamim on this Midah. What Midah? Rashi says poverty. Shalo Yavo de Anios. Didavra Hamizuman hu lovo lo alav o al bono al ben bono. Shim hu lo ba, if you don't have it, ba bono, your son might have it. Vim ba bono, Vim b'no lo ba, ben b'no ba. But if you don't have it, and your son doesn't have it, meaning poverty, your grandson will have it. Why? So, Shinemar, ki begadol hadavar hazeh, tana de Rabbi Shmuel, galgal hu shechozer ba'olam. It's a cycle in the world. No family stays rich forever, and no family stays poor forever. It's a cycle. Why? Why is it a cycle? So the question is better than the answer. Why does it have to be that way? So first of all, most people in the world are poor. That's rule number one. Iri says most people in the world are poor, right? That's most people in every country like that, right? They're poor. So right away the rove is in poor poverty's favor. Right away poverty's got a leg up because most people are poor. Then he says that it says like this. The Miri Kleoker says, it says, V'aretz l'timachel l'tzmisos. The land doesn't last, nothing lasts forever. Kili kol aretz. Hashem says the worth is mine. Nothing lasts forever, not even wealth. Nothing lasts forever, it's just the way it is. Doesn't last forever. Then the Marsha says, but the Gemara says that there are three things that are totally in mazel, which are children, health, and parnasa. So you could daven and change your mazel. So if that's true, then it can technically go on forever in one family because you keep on davening. He says, you could be mevatel the gzeira, right? So, I'm not sure exactly, what's going on here. I don't understand why it has to be that way, but... Omer Yosef, Naktin and Haitzur from Erban and Lomiani. We have a tradition that the Talmid Chachamim are not poor. They're not poor. Faha ka chazin and demiani, but it's not true. They are. Yeah, imi sedemiani adure apischa lo mahader. But hopefully they don't have to go begging for money. That they don't have to do, to go begging. That they don't have to do. Sometimes you have a guy come in here, and the rabbi will say, oh, this person, he wrote 7 Sfarim. No, I didn't write 7 Sfarim. And even if the 7 Sfarim are complete, like, you know, copied from other Sfarim, there's not one new idea in there. Still, he got set, right? It's such a yurida. A guy like that has to go begging for money. No? A guy's poor, doesn't have a job. Okay, they come in here all the time. But a guy writes 7 Sfarim, and he's begging for money? It's such a chaval. It's good. Gemara says not like that, right? Amale Rabchia Ledvisu, ki asi anya abdimule rifta. Listen to this. When a poor man comes to the door, give him bread. Ki hecho de lakadmul vanach. So that they'll give bread to your son when he becomes poor. Amale, umalai kamalaili, what are you cursing me? That my son should be poor? What kind of thing is that? Amale krokoks if it's a pasuk. It just keeps on going. The Rishonim say no, he was saying was that you should not have to be poor. That you should have so much emunah in Hashem that you won't have any emunah issues in being poor. That's what he was telling her. Okay. Tanya Bagnil Rabbi Omer, Vinasan Lachar Rachamecha Varichim Verherbecha. Kolam Rachim Allah Brios, Rachim Allah Ben Hashemayim. You have rachmanos on other people. Hashem will have rachmanos on you. Kol she'enem rachim ala brios, em rachman lo v'na shemayim. Ad asher lo tachshech Hashemesh v'or, ze padachta v'achotem. It got dark, the sun got dark. That's a reference to the forehead and the nose. V'hayareach, ze ha'neshama, the yareach is the neshama. Hakochavim el ha'slosos, the kochavim is the cheeks. V'shavu ha'avim achar ha'geshem, ze m'or enav shel adam, shol ha'achar ha'bechi. And then it says that the clouds turn to rain. That's the tears. Amar Shmuel Hadimasa Arabon Shnin Hadara. Tears up to 40. As long as you're up to 40 years old, the tears will constantly flow. After that, you don't cry so much because they starts to dry up. Amar Rav Nachman Haikuchla, some kind of eye makeup or something. Arabon Shnin Marviach. After 40 years old, it makes your eyes better. Afilu Malya Kachrina Da Gardai Akume Mekam Avruchi Lover Merach. After that, even if you have so much makeup, like a weaver, as thick as a weaver's tool or something, it'll keep the status quo, but it won't get better. My Kamashon, what's the saying over here? That the thicker you put on their eyes, the better it is. Rabbi Chanina Shchivale Brate, Rabbi Chanina lost a daughter. Lavi Kabachiel, he wasn't crying. So Amalahu Devitzu, his wife said to him, Wait, we lost a chicken in the house. Like, you're not crying, that doesn't bother, it doesn't affect you. How come you're not crying? So Amalei, Tarti, I should have two things. Tichla v'evira, I lost a daughter, and I should also become blind. I should have two problems now. So that's because he felt that if you cry, that's what's going to happen. Savalakia da Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Kitarta. Sheish Dimosain, there are three kinds of crying. Three tears. Shalosh Yafos v'shalosh Ros. Three are good, three are bad. Shal Ashan, smoke. Shal Bechi, crying. Shal Beis Hakisei, you have to go to the bathroom, so you're crying, your tears. Ros, those are bad tears. Shal Sam, but if it's some kind of refuah that you put in the eye that made you cry. Shal Shchok, or laughter. Shal Peiros, or from onions or something. That's Yafa, that's good. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.